No Filter Radio, every Monday from 6 to 10. And I'll be your humble, grateful, gracious, amazing host. Now let's get to it though. Look, it's only picking up the phone, fresh up out of work. Don't cue up the heat, smooth, I know he working. Y'all watching Monday 6 to 10.
Yeah.
Know we tuning in with No Filter, we here to win. 323 to bay, we ain't calling bay. 69-3, but we ain't here to play. 30-43 like stepping with the three.
Swish.
The squad we never miss, you know we run the streets. Tapping in with Chris, tapping in with Maul.
What up?
If you say some out of line, then we gon' meet y'all. Know we going live, we in overtime. But if dope he gotta eat, he calling off the line. You playing all the sauce if you independent.
Yeah.
But if it ain't MP3, the trash to us living. No Filter Radio, we hit the blog toss. But it's smooth as on the oil, watch your bras, dog.
You better watch your bras, dog. You better watch your bras.
Yeah. No Filter Radio. From 6 to 10 every Monday.
Every Monday.
And if you send them MP3s in, if they not MP3s in, you know where they going.
Oh, God.
You know what we doing.
You know what we doing.
Dope ass music. Smoother dude. Blog Talk Radio. Let's go.
This light shit. Because niggas forgot I can actually rap. I'ma smash a little bitch with my bad ass. Fuck it, let me show your niggas what y'all mad at.
I'ma smash on your bitch with my bad ass. Fuck it, let me show your niggas what y'all mad at. I might smash on your bitch with my bad ass. You know I can take it, that's what you mad at. You only play 2K and you mad whack. So she wanna hop on my BMI, no ass cap. She been thinking for a while, I said you making plans. She called me bro around you, but we ain't fam. I told her you really, really about it, bring the cam. So don't be shocked if I'm on the OnlyFans. She gave me 4 stars, I'm like, what the fuck? She said I didn't get 5 cause I ain't shoot the club up. So relax, nigga, I'm that nigga, I rap, nigga. I'm the reason why your bitch love fat, nigga. I'ma smash on your bitch with my bad ass. Fuck it, let me show your niggas what y'all mad at. I'ma smash on your bitch with my bad ass. Fuck it, let me show your niggas what y'all mad at.
Mad shit. Yeah.
BMG.
Yeah.
XBSM.
Uh-huh.
Dope ass music at Double Bag Dorino.
Back.
Like father, like son, you dig.
Pull up on E, going dummy for the T's. Jordan's on feet, icy, call me Mr. Freeze. Bank roll home, chunky, say I'm second, hella qualified. Showing in, I'm polycarding, pimping for the nana. Double bag, popping fast, got them haters hella mad. Run up, get you done up, still mopping with the rag. My jeans on, crispy, drippy, fighting with the sag. No coy, whole boy, hella loud with the rag. Let's go, finna spin around the block. Use the full service, triple beam, cream with the knock. The game don't stop, cause I'm sprinkled by the best. Blowing sacks with the max, high, represent the West. I was raised by the mob. Be suckin' shit, that ain't an option. Hit the function with the issue. We'll get the thing a poppin' from the bay. Or the yay, where the slick talkers play. Got a baddie with a fatty, so we finna get paid. I'm a bag, nigga. Fuck around the town, get sprayed, nigga. Slide through the block, getting paid, nigga. You dying wrong, that shit getting spit, nigga. I'm a bag, nigga. I'm a bag, nigga. Fuck around the town, get sprayed, nigga. Slide through the block, getting paid, nigga. You dying wrong, that shit getting spit, nigga. I'm a bag, nigga.
Welcome to the land, it's the wild, wild west. Rapids and trees burn a hole in your chest. Heads through the bay, watch the Warriors play. Foot gone, hit the dirt when the bandit is spray. It's rowdy out here, yeah, they had no chill. Turn the tight ones, hear the tires squeal. Pouring us some mud, gonna break that seal. And I'm mobbing from the deep, but like how the O feel, huh? Shake some, go jump, go ape, bruh. And I'm sliding in the whip, finna slay some. Boss nigga, never out with the chain tuck. Staying clutch, run up on me, get your brain bust. Dirty stuff, but I'm out in the town. Smoking weed, gang round, talking loud. Who he is, bum nigga, talking down. Catch his ass like it, toss his ass 100 rounds.
I'm a bad nigga. Fuck around the town, get sprayed, nigga. Sliding through the block, getting paid, nigga. You dying wrong, that shit getting spit, nigga. I'm a bad nigga. I'm a bad nigga. Fuck around the town, get sprayed, nigga. Sliding through the block, getting paid, nigga. You dying wrong, that shit getting spit, nigga. I'm a bad nigga.
I'm a bad nigga. Fuck around the town, get sprayed, nigga. Slide through the block, getting paid, nigga. You dying wrong, that shit getting spit, nigga. I'm a bad nigga. I'm a bad nigga. Fuck around the town, get sprayed, nigga.
She tell me she love me, she in love with my money, like I hate no. I think this shit funny, she take me for a dummy, I'm like, hell no. You see me, it's COD, fuck all that EBT. Don't need you believing me, cause bitch I believe in me. My name is Isaiah A.M. Where I go, son, move with me. Oh my God, see, he at it again. Say your friends that come through, don't be stingy. Flip your girl like a somersault. Have her twitching, she tripping at me, what the fuck I'm on. But her last nigga done her wrong. She done with her ex, through the phone, not the number wrong.
Don't nothing move but the motherfucking paper. Tell him he ain't got it, then it's deuce, to see you later. Hopping trains, buying Vera Wang on these. Don't nothing move but the motherfucking paper. Tell him he ain't got it, then it's deuce, to see you later.
sunshine, sit the low love. We're undercovers, give no love. Make sure the neighbors ain't know us. First name basis, know us. Put your legs back like a slingshot. Till I hear the spring pop. Eat the pussy like an order lemon pepper wings. It's a wing stop. Right hand on my heart and left hand in the sky. Ah, left knee on your bed and right foot by your thigh. Ah, I swear I'ma beat up that pussy tonight. I swear I'ma beat it. Your ex wasn't lame, I'ma go treat it right. They call you mistreated. She ain't made a nigga like me. Boss moves, nigga like me. Showtime, nigga like me. Nobody get a hype like me, baby. Nobody get a hype like me. Showtime, nigga like me. Boss moves, nigga like me. She ain't made a nigga like me, baby. Don't nothing move but the motherfucking paper. Tell him he ain't got it, then it's deuces. See you later. Hopping trains, buying Vera Wang on these haters. Living fast, dying hella old, fuck the haters. Don't nothing move but the motherfucking paper. Tell him he ain't got it, then it's deuces. See you later. Hopping trains, buying Vera Wang on these haters. Living fast, dying hella old, fuck the haters.
Find it, put it in the street. Ever had to listen in the summer, cause these niggas had them flames, so I'm breaking out the heat. Good morning, yeah. A nigga finally waking up to sleepers. Had to switch it up, they ain't give a fuck. Now they listen to my music, now they wish the best of luck. Good morning, yeah. I'm working hard every day. Got that on my knees, my father, I had to pray to keep the demons away from me. I know it's guaranteed. I'm a black man thinking I'm shooting, they thinking I'm robbing, they talking like they're about to dissolve, and I wasn't giving no knowledge. But now I know,
now you know.
They only want us dead, but yeah, we grow. Niggas turn enemies. Every goddamn day. I had a lot of friends that always wanted to play. When I was getting this money, these niggas wanted to portray. Damn, what a loss. Knowing that they mad and I'm a boss. Took a little time, I had to put it in rewind to get my business and my money. Now I'm stacking over time. So my bounce back finally had committed. Never fuck with any business that I couldn't hit it. Nigga, what? Complaining about the trust, but you wanna give me hands, the only bank can look at us, huh? You don't like what I'm saying, then fuck it, go away. I'ma talk a whole lot of shit, it's a whole lot of people that got shit, and it's his buddy's body made a devil for Nas, that's the kids. Good morning.
Oh, yeah.
New king, new flow.
Okay.
Imagine if I never took a shot, I'd probably shoot the videos and make a TikTok, making me go shit. They never put me on, I try to do it myself, but I'm better make a song. I'm a young nigga that gotta do it, it's better than anybody that claim they can do it. I was born as a legend, raised by the gods. I don't want it to win and spitting fire, no lie. Granny died because Demetrius. I started to grow my dreads and this is why. Surrounded by death, I wanna get away, so I'm holding my breath. But you told me, better go with the flow, cause you finna change the game, but you already know. So I'm back again, it will never stop. A pick with me, they could never cross. I'm a fighting nigga that would love to box. Don't do the tweeting, don't like to talk. Stay out the way. Moving so blindly, you thought I was brave. I'm bringing a present, you niggas out of route. Talking the gun, y'all niggas hella count. They wanna see me down, well, I won't do it. We call them snitching niggas, rally to it. I wanna tell my mama you can stop the work. Your ugly ass son making music. Your ugly ass son make a hella band. I had to knock you up and just do it. People always ask why I'm looking hurt. I try to celebrate, but
everything I love, now I'm starting to hate ya.
Now I'm starting to hate.
I say don't send me fake love. Don't send it my way, yeah.
Yeah. Don't send it my way, yeah.
Yeah. I think I got one smooth. Turn it up. PMG, we in the building. Shout out to the team, Double Bag. You already know what it is. Favorite stand up.
Yeah!
It's return of the real. It's the king of the hill. Town business that you feel. On God, I get ill. Acting up, I'm on go. Bay nigga, be smoke. Keep a fitted on throw. I'm California to the coast. Go dummy, I get it. Getting many, I'm him. Fresh dope on the table. And I'm whipping this work. So I'm flooding the block. Got me jamming the knock. 30 up in the clip. Ain't no jam in the Glock. It's Chicken Van Dam. This here be the jam. They running for cover. The 45 sounds like thunder. Hit money all day. My shots like Stephen Clay. My shot be wet. Bet from the dock of the bay. Never left the bag. Still popping them tags. Oakland, the city of dope. Where we get it from birth. Where we swinging for real. I'm in love with the turf. West side till I die. Home God, I can't lie. Yeah. I'm just a hustler on the go.
On the go.
Out here stacking this paper, don't you know?
Don't you know?
I'm living kinda comfortable. You know who it be.
Who it is?
I showing three go with the tank on E.
Oh yeah.
Hey dope. That mouthpiece be so cold. Whole nigga Obama in a slipper and robe. Peace stay on their toes. We be flipping these hoes. Scamming folks at they clothes. Got a mouth full of gold. Yeah, you hear me that flapping. Roger that capping. Y'all niggas be capping. Big beats keep it racking. Oh, now we got action. Sliding through on the block. Never sweating the op. They just want what I got. Turning it up Super Saiyan. 9,000 I be stacking. Ho, what's in the satchel? Nigga, who's asking? From the 94 era. What's up with the player? My credit goes up every time I'm a stunt. Foul play, I'm a bunt. Pass my niggas the blunt. Pass the niggas, they suck. Play the game, it's a hunch. My gut never lies. Keep my money in bunches. Fly nigga all day, sip mimosas at brunches. Yeah, I'm just a hustler on the go.
On the go.
Out here stacking this paper, don't you know?
Don't you know?
I'm living kinda comfortable. You know who it be.
Who it is?
I show him the Rego with the tank on E.
Oh yeah.
Elizabeth, you got one.
It's not that I don't want you here. There's something about the way you stare into my eyes. I know that I don't make things clear. No. I fall for you every time I try to resist you. We can get away. Palm trees, beach, field, ordinary day. All I wanna hear is in a vision for me play. Sit right next to you. I try not to show how I feel about you. Thinking we should wait. We don't really want to, I just wanna get away. I just wanna
unbelievable. Son of Bar kicks me off the frame like an evil though. White tee, no need for the chain, got that Gogeta glow. J's on my feet, peep the greatness as I grace the flow. Lil Pump's barking up the wrong tree. Oh, you niggas shit, so you should play to speak. I'm on my fuck your dream shit, no apologies. You don't really want it, so don't bother me, nigga, please.
You want it, I got it, the heart of my city. This paper I'm chasing, you haters can miss me. I'm running the greatness, stay potted.
Hey, when you talk about me, it's just more about you.
You want it, I got it, the heart of my city. This paper I'm chasing, you haters can miss me. I'm running the greatness, stay potted.
Hey, when you talk about me, it's just more about you.
I can lie and say I'm swerving in a Maserati, but I keep it real in the DeLorean. Let's have a party. Hop on Facebook, trying to check my news feed. Instant message, dancing bear trying to seduce me. Hey, move, bitch. Hey, get out of here. I don't mess with your console, D. I'm out of there. I got knots just like knots who did that bun juice. Flow out the park every time I hit the booth. I have been the truth,
yep.
And you ain't gotta tell me. A Buffalo soldier, locked in, man, I'm ready. You niggas want meals, well shit, I want a planet. I'm galaxy surfing, and you niggas can't stand it. 24 hours, I stay on my grind. They say hustlers never sleep, that's no fucking lie. I'm living to get it, I'll custom to fit it. We shop out of country, and you shop in a city.
You want it, I got it. The
damn.
Heart of my city. This paper I'm taking.
Alright.
You haters can hit me. I'm running the greatness. Stay pilot.
Hey, when you talk about me, it's just more about you.
You want it, I got it. The heart of my city. This paper I'm taking. You haters can hit me. I'm running the greatness. Stay pilot.
Hey, when you talk about me, it's just more about you.
Don't think I wasn't gonna get out here and say nothing. Yo. It's been a minute. I wanna thank y'all for sleeping on me though. It means a lot to the big homie. But and when you talk about me, it's just more about you.
Hey, y'all, man, what it do? It's your boy, Dope Ass Music, No S's, No C's, Mr. Googleable, Team No Filter, West Coast Bay Area. Now tune into another episode, another rendition of the radio. Man, roll up, pour up, do whatever you got to do. 12-year anniversary show. I'm just chilling. I'm in the building. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody tuning in online. Shout out to everybody tuning in on the switchboard. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All I know is pop champagne, great smoking OG.
I be smoking on the finest OG.
My name out your mouth cause you don't really know me.
Put some respect on my name when you say it.
Standing on my balcony, with murder vibe, we're watching the baby.
Looking down on the city. Ooh.
Standing in the same room with me, I feel a real nigga present.
Prayed up.
Water around the neck, women follow for a check. Diamonds on the cuffs, six figures coming next. Linen for vacation, silk shirts underneath the vest. I sit on the kicks, Burberry on my flesh. Nails peeling panties, whores counting paper. My skin's elite, t-shirts, custom tailor, it's the wall. So they calling me the time, I'm bullying in the bay. Billy all the time, I spit facts, run that, pimp that, fast track, time zones, do homes, do coupe, shoes, crow, triple threats, Corvettes, Moet, private jets, soft stand, foreign lands, tax plan, I grandstand, counting crypto in the limo, got three skylight for the windows, nightlife, high ties, threesome, more come, new phone, who's this, new host, new tricks, new goals, big shit, new dope, same shit.
All I know is pop champagne, great smoking
smoking OG.
I be smoking on the finest OG.
You put my name out your mouth cause you don't really know me.
Put some respect on my name when you say it.
Standing on my back in this bird vibe, been watching the bird.
Looking down on the city.
Ooh. Standing in the same room,
I'm more ready.
Feel a real nigga present.
Straight up.
Dope ass music. It's your boy Smooth the Dude in this thing. Let go. Dark cash stack, a heavy hauling trailer tractor, pass actor, slash jack and a yellow bone snatcher, smoothie dude, yeah. Black and brown, B and G, same thing, used to slam everything, I rearranged my whole game. Civil criminal, while standing on principles, motives of untypical human, smooth individual.
Yeah.
My game plentiful, while stacking residuals. The mogul trying to take the whole team to their pinnacle.
Yeah.
Expensive sweets and expensive sweets. Drink a bottle of Ciroc every day of the week.
Yeah.
Ocean views, we gon' post the moves. International requests, they be loving the dude. I'm the type to catch a broad and give her back when I'm done. Really all about my paper, fucking hoes for the fun. Dope on the B plus razor, we got one. Shit, it lead another level, this is upper echelon.
Yeah.
All I know is
pop
champagne, great smoking OG.
I be smoking on the finest OG.
You put my name on your mouth cause you don't really know me.
Put some respect on my name when you say it.
Standing on my back in this bird vibe, been watching the best.
Looking down on the city.
Standing in the same room with me, I feel a real nigga present.
Straight up.
Yeah, what it do? You already know who it is. Dope-ass music. The light-skinned assassin, you know what I mean? Hey, it's a 12-year anniversary show of No Filter, you know, where we talk shit, chew, spit, and if the glove don't fit, that means we didn't kill the bitch. Man, I ain't gonna hold y'all. I ain't gonna hold y'all. I'm just gonna bring on everybody's favorite OTR general, the nigga that spreads your girl like butter and toast from coast to coast and put miles on these bitches. Ladies and gentlemen, my co-host, Smooth.
Bam.
Yes, sir.
12 years a long time, my boy. Congratulations to you from station to station. You still be over there hating. Dope ass music in the building. It's your boy Smooth. What it up, my boy?
Hey, my nigga Smooth the Dude in the building. Hey, shout out to Indiana and Boston. Shout out to my nigga Anthony Edwards, Minnesota. I'm rooting for y'all. I'm rooting for y'all. I'm gonna go ahead and bring on everybody's favorite vertically challenged Dominican Negro that don't speak any Spanish out of one of the smallest states on the East Coast. Ladies and gentlemen, Crush the Catalyst.
Y'all know what it is. It's Mr. Everything, the Coward, Chiller, Shadowy Gorilla, Crush the Catalyst, rinsing me with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mr. In the Group, so fucking smooth. Be aware of the most hating nigga in Diller, because I'm not rocking with No Filter. Shit by the Gorilla. I hate today.
That was hella dry. That was hella dry, Crush. I just want you to know that was
because it's been a fucking day.
It has been a day. And it's also a Monday. That is like the worst kind of day to have a day is on Monday. Hey, if y'all want to chime in, y'all want to talk y'all shit, y'all want to chill out, man, make sure y'all press that one. I'm trying to wait for Quest. But we don't know what Quest is doing, so shout out to Quest. I'm gonna try to wait for Quest. But with that being said, I want to wait for Quest to talk about Diddy. Should we wait for Quest to talk about Diddy?
Yeah, let's wait on Quest.
We're gonna wait on Quest. Man, look, so. 12 years ago, my nigga Blast, shout out to my nigga Blast. I used to call to this show called Blast Your Thoughts. This is, you know, 12 years ago, back when Twitter was popping, Facebook was popping. Nobody was using Snapchat. Niggas was still putting memes on Instagram, barely. And I was just a young starving artist at the time, just trying to get my music played. So what I do, I went on Twitter and ran across a station called Blast Your Thoughts. Blast Your Thoughts played indie underground music, which was great. I appreciate that, right? So I reached out and I sent in my music. My nigga Blast would keep me on the whole show because of my colorful commentary. And for some reason, played my music at the very end. Don't know why, but that's right. Beat, for some reason, played my music at the end of the show. Slowly, after building a great rapport with my nigga Cuzzo, shout out to Cuzzo, Big Duke Fan 99, he was like, hey, dope, we should have a show. I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't really like talking to motherfuckers like that. It's not, I don't like human beings like that. But unbeknownst to me, people wanted to hear the shenanigans and the shit that I said on a daily basis. So May 2012 was the first episode of the No Filter Radio. And when I say it was No Filter, oh my, if the FCC listened to any of those shows, I'd definitely be behind bars. But 12 years later, not as bad as I used to be. I still say a few controversial things. Nothing too outlandish. Here we are. And the core value still maintains. This is where we play the best in indie underground music. Now, just because you indie don't mean shit. We are upper echelon over here. We do not do SoundCloud rappers unless I fuck with your music. Unless I really, really fuck with your music. But you got to be on some type of digital platform, man. Because niggas want to find you. They want to play your music in their whips. And nobody plays music on SoundCloud unless they're under the age of 16. I don't know. But with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and bring on everybody's favorite worldwide ambassador, Mr. Fresh. Ah, the air is crisper up here. Ladies and gentlemen, Question.
Yo, what's happening? It's your big little homie Question, man. I'm in a building. Fresh air was a success. Question, always successful. I'm always greater than great. I'm always upper echelon, even though I went on a song. I've always been elite, and I make niggas' screams go up. So if you know what you know, because I know if you know it, then as long as you know, then I'm good that you know. It's on me.
Shout out to my nigga Question. Shout out to my nigga Question.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
All right, so look. This person is so busy in life. Long, 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 long time ago, this person just used to come on just to talk shit and chew spit. But now that she's a famous person out of Chicago, she don't have time for us little folks. But she was able to carve out a little bit of time for this special occasion out of her busy schedule. Of killing people, and taking care of kids. Ladies and gentlemen, Denai is in the building.
Hey. Good evening, everyone. Happy anniversary.
Hey.
It's our anniversary.
Hey.
You know, I had to call and I tried to call at least on the anniversary show. My schedule has been so crazy. Currently on a Zoom right now with the United Empowerment Party. But show some love. Yeah, we are looking to get cannabis descheduled because they're trying to reschedule it. So, yeah, you know, doing the work, always working, but I had to definitely call in and show some love. I'm very, very proud of you. Congratulations, Question, on everything that
you're doing.
So proud of you.
Thank you so much. It's so
dope. It's like to be able to literally see how everyone has progressed and see what Smooth is doing with his business. And we still got to connect Smooth of everything that you're doing. Like, really, really proud of all the work that I've seen you guys accomplish. Crush at his album, actually got to do some work of work on that. So thank you for that, Crush. You know, it's everybody's just doing the damn thing, and I'm really, really proud of y'all. Real talk.
Yeah, for sure.
It's hard to motivate him, but, you know, I got to do what I got to do. I gotta do what I gotta do.
Okay. Dope as an ass. In case y'all weren't aware already, but no, the cool thing about this is the fact that 12 years later, who would have thunk it? You know, you've been consistent when it comes to your broadcast. You've been consistent when it comes to your platform, and the biggest thing you've been consistent on is supporting independent talent.
It's so important.
All right, I got to jump off though, but thank you.
All right, love you, Denia. Thank you. Oh, shout to Denia. Shout to Denia. We're going to go ahead. We're going to bring on another person. Shout out to Fresh Air 2. Shout out to Fresh Air 2. Lil Rock was popping. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Lynn in the building.
Hey, guys. Mm-hmm. Happy anniversary, child.
Yo, yeah. We're in the building.
We're in the building. How's
that?
How you doing?
We are. Man. Getting ready to talk about this damn Diddy. I've been waiting all. I gotta get my shit out before Joe Budden, because I think me and Joe Budden.
He's not coming to Wednesday.
Yeah, he's not coming to Wednesday. So I gotta get mine out. And if it sounds anything, I'm kicking your ass if you sound anything like me on your podcast. Just letting you know. Joe be listening and stealing my shit. So, Joe be listening. Look, so with that being said, now, me, Smooth, and Question was talking about this a few days ago when we seen the video, right? There's few things in this life that I wanted to see. One of the things I never saw was the R. Kelly video. I never saw it.
Right.
I don't want to see it. Never saw it. Right?
I saw the video with him pissed on the girl, though.
We don't know if it was really him. It was his twin, his brother.
Hey, and it could have been digital piss like Dave Chappelle said. Allegedly.
That's correct. That's crazy.
It could be alleged.
That's what Dave Chappelle said. It was digital piss.
It could be alleged piss. It could be AI piss.
The legend urine from Sesame Robert.
So I happened to be scrolling, Instagram said, hey, warning, potential. And I was like, all right, let me click on it. Boom, I clicked on it. I'm thinking CNN. I'm like, what could it possibly be that's on CNN? And I see this nigga Diddy in a fucking... Now, first of all, you know how sadistic you have to be to kick somebody's ass in a towel? Like, to be in a towel naked, kicking somebody's ass. And when I say he was kicking her like a fucking field goal. And I was like, I feel some kind of way, right? So me, Quest, and Smooth, we talk about it. And we're like, we want to let everybody know, on the No Filter Radio Show, we do not advocate hitting women. But depending on the circumstances, there may be some provocation. Now, the provocation with Diddy, my biggest thing is everybody's like, well, me and Smooth, we're like, well, why would you stay with somebody that'd be? But we deal with that every single day in normal lives, right? How many people do we know that get their ass whooped and they stay with the nigga and they love the nigga? And you're like, well, why the fuck is he staying with us? Like, why do you want broken ribs and black eyes? Like, what kind of love is that? But we all know people like that, right? But here's the thing. Why did you break up with him and then wait 10, 15 years later to sue him for $30 million?
She had an NDA.
There is no NDA. You could sue me for every fucking dime I have. There is no way that NDA is going to shut me up from getting my, from saying, hey, this nigga whooping my ass. And that's the problem, and that's one of the problems that I have when it comes to money, right? People will sell their souls for money. Money controls, now, You said some people like, oh, I'll do this for $1 million. I'll do. You know how many rappers right now are sucking dick for a $50,000 advance and popularity? Like, it's fucking ridiculous. But
all right, so boom,
Diddy, you were wrong. Do I think Diddy's career is over? I don't know. But now, another point that me, Quest, and Sue was talking about is it is a size disparity when it comes to defending yourself against a woman. Now, Quest is like 6'1", 250. So he said he's just gonna put a, you know, the Hacksaw Jim Duggan on her and put her to sleep. Me and Smooth is like 140, 150 on a hefty day. And if the chick is 160, 170, 150, and she's swinging crazy, if by chance she happens to catch me in the face, there is a good possibility that I'm a fucking uppercut saggater. I'm just letting you know. So,
shout out to Bars for question.
Yeah, shout out to Bars. But I do believe that what Diddy did was wrong. But once again, people are afraid. And my grandfather always said this, if you're afraid to stand for something, you'll fall for anything. So we're going to go ahead. We're going to go to the panel. Smooth, what do you think about the Cassie ass whooping?
Go to somebody else. I'll be right back. I'm trying to hear some more people. I just want to hear what we got to say before I give my input.
All right. We're going to go to Fresh. Fresh, what you say?
Honestly, I don't know even. I hate talking about this shit. I really do.
That was kind of short, Crutch. We need to elaborate.
I hate talking about this shit because it pisses me the fuck off. Like, that shit don't make you cringe to watch. I don't care who the fuck you are. Like, he tried to punch that fucking girl. I don't give a fuck what she did or what. Like, nigga, no. You deserve everything you get. Probably not going to get much because that's the fucking world we live in. But hey.
Mel, you got anything to say? Lynn, you got anything to say, Lynn?
Yeah, because like you're kind of comparing apples and oranges. It's one thing to defend yourself if somebody is doing something to you. By all means, if a woman is, and I don't condone violence or none of the sort, protect yourself at all times. However, that wasn't the case with Cassie. She was leaving. As we can see, she was trying to get on the elevator. This man comes out of the room in a towel. She was leaving. You see what I'm saying? She wasn't causing him any type of you know what I'm saying? It wasn't harming him. She was actually trying to leave. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. And then you are club stomping this girl. And she's not that big of a girl. Like, you are 8 pounds stomping on this girl's face, for real, for real. So I don't get what you guys are trying to compare to, you know, if you're hitting me. She wasn't hitting anybody. She was leaving. She was getting away from the situation.
No, there were two different statements. The very first statement was, we do not advocate the hitting of women, right? And we
right.
talked about
what
Diddy did and how appalling that was. But we did say That's the only time I dope. Because Crushing Quest, they're you know, they're bigger gentlemen. So, you know, they have different. But for his little guys, they're, especially when I was like 5'3", 5'2", 5'1", and the chicks were like 5'7", 5'8", 5'9",
You're still a man, though. At the end of the day, you're still a man. I'm not condoning anybody being abused, women, men, or whoever. I don't condone anybody being abused. However, at the end of the day, you're still a man, and you can hit me harder than I ever think I can hit you. It don't matter how big I think I am or how many men I've fought in my day or whatever, that was still a man, and he could really whoop my ass if he wanted to.
Like I said, I would try to avoid, but I'm sorry. If a chick feels bold enough to punch me in my face, she's going. That's why I say I don't advocate for hitting a woman. Like I said, when I'm as my full grown self, as 5'10", 150 dope, I have not had to hit a woman. But 5'3", 110-pound dope versus 5'7", 150-pound girl, yeah, I'm going to defend myself. I'm going
to
defend myself.
When somebody's attacking you, yes, defend yourself. However, Cassie was not hurting anybody.
Oh, yeah. We wasn't. So when it comes to Cassie, once again, our issue with Cassie is, why'd you wait so long to say something, and why you sue the nigga for money? That's the issue. Like, why you wait so long, and why you sue?
I don't think this guy was following the civil case opened up for everything else that's happening, because this is probably the first time he's ever did this to anybody. And I'm not sure if you know how NDA works.
I highly doubt that.
I'm sure this is not the first time he's done this to somebody. This is happening.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To somebody.
I'm still behind him probably having something to do with Kim's death.
Yeah, like this is probably not the first time or the last. When you have money and can maneuver in ways and put yourself in different positions, how long ago this video, how long have these people had this video and it's just coming out?
It was like, what, 8 years ago?
Exactly. He paid for that video to be gone. Or not to surface, or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? When you have money, money does, you know, make a difference in certain situations. So for her to, you know what I'm saying, you don't know. People have been saying Diddy threatens people. He has people followed, all types of things. When you have money, you're capable of doing other things. So you don't know if she was afraid for her life or whatever the case may be. The civil suit is what opened up the criminal side of this. You see what I'm saying? So she probably could sense the, word I'm looking for here with the you know, what's it called when you the date for something expires in a court case?
Statute
of limitations.
Yeah, that had probably passed, so she couldn't do anything necessarily criminally about it. But as far as that NDA is concerned and money she was probably owed and anything else, that she was able to do it, and that opened the, like, okay, well, yeah, she did. Okay, now what is she bringing this up for? Let's investigate this and see what's going on, and that's what's happening.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I get fear, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're getting your ass whooped, what are you afraid of? You're already getting your ass whooped. What are you afraid of?
It's more than that, really. No, I know we're not doing that. Here's
the
thing.
It's more or less,
she was trying to leave.
Yeah, she was trying to leave.
She was trying to leave. That's what I'm not understanding. We're talking about one incident. What? Are you serious?
She was leaving on that video. She was leaving, right? What about the time before that video? Like, how many times?
Hold on, wait. This is the thing, right? So you want to say she was trying to leave on that video, right? Now, mind you, again, had this been anyone else trying to leave, had there been some crazy-ass freaking noise in the hallway. Somebody's coming out to say something. But because of who he was, because of who he was, they ignored what was on that tape. Because of who he was, no fucking security came out. She wouldn't come. She wouldn't have ran out there if she didn't think. What'd you say?
Hey, I think that's all speculation to me. You saying who she is and who she was.
I said who he was. He paid off the hotel. That's why. That's why nobody came out. He hit the hotel $50,000 to do nothing.
Why she take it?
We're talking about anybody else. We're talking about people. That whole floor of that hotel was probably bought out. Nobody else was probably on that floor at all.
Like I say again,
right.
Though, y'all make a speculation. Y'all don't know if your
hotel was
bought out.
That's not speculation. That's real life.
The speculation that I do know is that that someone was watching that camera and watched that happen.
And didn't say anything and didn't do anything.
And didn't do nothing. Didn't send nobody nothing. Just sat there and watched her get brutalized on camera. I would never.
I mean, you guys got to understand the cycle of abuse, too, when it comes to these type of situations. I was in a domestic situation like this. So that's why it's bothering me that the laughs a little bit is triggering me just a little bit. I'm not upset with nobody, but it's triggering me just a little bit. Because it's people that sat and watched and knew. You know what I'm saying? I'm steady calling the police. I'm trying to get away. You're taking my
right.
You're hiding my damn car. You're making it hard for me to leave. You see what I'm saying? So it's not necessarily
exactly. It's
not as easy as let me get up and leave. And especially when you have kids involved. Now they didn't have any kids involved, however, but when you're trying to leave, you see what he did to keep her. He's out in the hallway butt naked in a towel fighting to keep her from going somewhere. So I can't understand that. Well, why didn't she leave? Or what about any other time?
And how do we know exactly? Exactly. And I'm sure she probably did try to leave before. We don't know that she didn't, but I guarantee, I'm sure, because
when
she did leave.
Time?
Right. When she did
he
leave.
Made it to the elevator.
And that's my point. Did you hear what you said? When she finally left. Right. She finally left.
But do you know who helped her leave?
Kim. Kim helped her leave.
Thank you. You know what Kim was after that?
Mama helped her leave.
But I can't grasp this. I'm not saying what you guys are saying is wrong. I want y'all to understand, I don't believe what you're saying is wrong in one bit. Here's my thing.
However,
I am in control of my life. I am not going to allow somebody to put enough fear in me where I'm going to continue getting abused by this person. I get it. At the end of the day, so let's just say if Joe Fast Music is getting abused, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, the motherfucker got to leave. I got family. If I need to, I can go get in a car and drive to my dad's house in California, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can go drive to Smooth's house 15 minutes up the street, right? Like, my thing is, there has to be somebody that loves you enough to stand up for you when you decide to stand up for yourself.
You know, when you're in a situation like that, that's the first thing an abuser would do, make you feel like you don't got no fucking body. And shun you, and literally shun you off to everybody who can, like cut you off to anybody who will help you.
But they did that before that. Let's be very clear. I have a friend right now that literally her abuser took her out of state where she had nobody. We didn't even fucking know for like a year. Because she didn't tell us. Because had we knew, we would have gone down there and it would have been a whole different situation. Because the moment we found out, we was ready to go get her. We would drive down the freaking border and go get her. You feel me? But he had gotten to the point where he had completely alienated her and made her feel like she had no family. Made her feel like she had no friends. The first thing that these people do is that they make you feel like you have no one to turn to and you're not good enough to want to save.
Nobody gives it.
I only know, believe
me,
let's be clear. I only know this from other experiences. I didn't have this problem because I'm the first one. Because my mother taught me at 9 years old, if somebody hits you back, you make sure that you put them in the ground. That's what I was taught. But most people weren't taught that. That's a different situation, right? But because, but I have, but I've had to have, I've had friends that I've had to step away from because I'm like, I'm not going to jail for you to go back to this nigga. We're not doing
that.
I'm gonna need to figure this out.
Mm-hmm. Another reason why people don't step in, why? Because if I step in and defend you and you go back to this nigga on some Stockholm syndrome, guess what?
It's, right. I'm not.
Like I said,
it's a wrap.
I am not saying that it's wrong. I'm not saying that he wasn't wrong. He's 100% wrong for hitting her and doing what he did to her. But I just have a problem with no accountability of the other person not to leave.
Okay, here's the thing, though. I think most people aren't understanding. When you have that much, again, I'm going to go back to the way that she left was because Kim, because his wife that is no longer living, who then now has to go back and check their investigation of how she died, is the one who helped her to eventually leave before he killed her. That's why she was able to leave. She damn near sacrificed herself in order to save her. So let's start with that part, right? But another thing is that most people don't understand, when you have that much power, you think the local cops aren't paid off? You think the majority of the area, people that are in your area don't already know what's going on and have been told and have been silenced? You have to think.
We don't know what the
at
fuck
that time.
About told this
Diddy.
Girl.
We're talking about Diddy. We're not talking about a normal person walking down the street.
No, he got enough money, right?
Dollars.
Right.
This
Wendy Williams said it best.
So
he got enough money to go. Hold on, wait. He got enough. Wendy Williams said it best. He got enough money to go for her to leave, for him to buy off whatever police are in that country and get on his plane and bring her ass back.
Okay.
I'm trying to explain to you. It's a different situation.
When did the fear leave where she felt, oh, I'm no longer afraid of you. I'm going to sue you for money now. When did the fear leave? Like, oh, my God, I'm fearful for my life.
Somebody that loved her. Hold on. When she got married to somebody that finally loved her and showed her the right way to be loved and that this was wrong. It takes some time. When you're abused like that, it takes some time for it to kick in. Like, damn, this person really, I was really messed up. Like, I was really thinking this was okay. And then we got to take this step back further. How long has Diddy and Cassie been dealing with each other?
Since she was 19 years old.
Yeah, I literally did say that. I have a hard idea. The minute that she found somebody that loved her, what did she do? And I said that. I said, I just don't believe that there's anybody that didn't love her enough that she could go to.
No. That's not what it was. The minute she found out somebody that loved her and she got married, that's when she felt comfortable enough to talk about the situation. Mind you, we didn't know none of this shit until very, very recently. Now let's be very clear, though. Now the thing about this situation is that we knew Diddy was an asshole years ago. Anybody that's watching the damn band knew Diddy was a self-righteous, abusive jerk then. Because the way he treated those artists was deplorable. But nobody checked him on that, right? So now we're seeing that, like, that's what he did in front of the cameras. Imagine what the hell he did behind closed doors.
When you
and
have
things that you're hearing, baby.
Life, people handle you different.
Mm-hmm.
When you have, like,
you
to pay people
building.
Off, you probably was in the hallway kicking somebody else's ass, and the security person saw, here goes some money to take care of your kids, tuition this month or this year. You see what I'm saying? How that somebody can turn a blind eye and what money does to people. And the other point I was trying to make is, Diddy's been dealing with that girl well before she was of legal age. So there's another factor in here, which is called grooming.
Grooming. Stockholm.
Go
ahead. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That was everybody is negating to mention in this situation. There's a lot of grooming that was going on in the situation as well, where, you know, I'm young and I've never been through any of this, and this is what love is, and I don't know any better.
Look,
Even at the age of 16, 17, 15, can't nobody groom me to accept ass whooping. That's what they can't do. Like I said, I'm not, like, once again, I'm not saying that he was right. I'm just saying there has to be some accountability.
I mean, but you're missing. I don't think I hear what you're saying. Accountability. I get it. And I'm pretty sure she has. Now, you know what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure she has. But let's look at back. Where's Cassie's mom? Where's Cassie's dad? Where's any Cassie family in this situation?
I don't. I haven't heard any of her family.
Nobody's heard any of her family speak at all, have they? Because those people were paid, and she was given to do the evidence. I'm not listening to what grooming is. She might not did have anybody to love her, to show her to get out of this. This is not right. Because my mom and dad have been paid off, and this is okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead, Nod. What you got, Nod?
This my thing. Damn. Did he terrible for what he did? Horrible. Ain't no excuses for it, right? But just a bit of a pivot, right? The part that fucks me up about the whole situation is everybody else's responses, like Charlamagne and all them other people. Now, nobody is, you know what I'm saying? Everybody do shit that they like, damn, yo, I regret that. It's a change. Like, and I'm not, there's no guarantee, but there's a chance that everybody on this phone has done some shit that, damn, if that shit was on tape, niggas have been looking crazy. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, the fact of the matter is, it be fucking me up how society now, it's like, damn, oh no, this motherfucker ain't perfect. Fuck everything they ever done in life. It's no redemption. It's no coming back from it. You are completely done. We don't want to hear nothing that you've done good in your life. Everything about you is just a negative connotation from here on out. That shit fucks me up. You get what I'm saying? Because it's so crazy how quick they are to do that to how quick black people are to do it to each other. Like, motherfuckers is pouncing on this like it ain't no tomorrow.
Go ahead.
Charlamagne the guy, right? He hot one. He get Diddy donkey of the day. Oh no, you know, he only apologized because the tape came out. This is bad and third. It's like, first of all, this nigga's on camera talking about raping a woman. You know what I'm saying? So it's like the fact is, it's like people got this selective outrage, and it's so wild the way we tear each other down. Like, this shit is outstanding. This shit is outstanding.
All these motherfuckers is gross.
Huh?
All these motherfuckers is gross. All these motherfuckers got skeletons in
the
club.
But nobody is.
You all know this.
Okay, wait. Okay, this is where the problem comes
but
in.
But it's the fact
Not,
that you, like... I don't know how anybody can look at that video and not be sick. I don't know how anybody I don't know how anybody can look at it and be like, but nothing. Like, that shit is fucking crazy. I don't care how long she was with this nigga. I don't care how long how long she stayed quiet and everything. The fact that it happened, period.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's fucking nuts.
Okay. Mm, goodness. But this is the thing, though, right? So, like, okay, I, you know, in the case of the fact of, you know, black folks will jump on black folks if they see something wrong, you know, we'll tear it down. That part is true. But in this case, there is so much evidence that y'all haven't seen because you're not watching the same things I am. He's been on the list for a minute. So now it's just getting out there more public. Most of the stuff was hidden.
and only you was if you only if you went to certain bloggers you could actually see what was going on. We were just sitting back waiting like, that was right, that was true. So I heard about that 2 years ago. Like, but this when she first dropped these charges, and the thing is that she wrote this stuff out before the tape was there. But everybody wanted to say, well, she how y'all know she's telling the truth? Da 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 da. And it's on tape, and they was like, well, damn.
Oh, no, I knew she was
But here's the thing, though. But here's the thing, though, right? So you're saying the fact that, oh, you know, everybody's talking about, you know, canceling him no matter what he did, this and third. Here is the problem. You know, has he put out great music? Absolutely. Did he deserve any of this shit? Because did he allegedly harm other people to get that shit? It's all alleged, right? So, but at the same token, the whole situation.
This nigga been doing some foul shit.
Let's be very clear. Allegedly, he's been doing foul shit since Tupac, since Biggie, since Mary J. Blige. He's been doing foul shit, right? Nobody had him caught on camera. He's been doing foul shit, and all that shit gonna come out. Watch the police.
Let's say all he's done. Because all that could be proven at this stage of the game is when he did the casting, right? Let's say that's what he did. He's dead wrong. Let's condemn him. He's right to face to be condemned for what he did. But can he never come back from that? Niggas,
Chris
Brown never covered that.
No.
He can't come back from that.
You want to know why he can't come back from that? Because he has so many other things, including murder on his freaking head already. That's why.
Wait.
What?
In a lot of people's minds, he can't come back. But in the masses, he do. Because motherfuckers don't
Let me tell you, this is the crazy part about it all, right?
Motherfuckers is outraged now, and sooner or later they're gonna get the fuck over it. Like, that's why I said, I hope he gets whatever he gets, even though I know it's not going to be much. Because it's not. They're not going to do nothing to this nigga.
Check me out. Chris Brown hasn't recovered yet. After what happened with him and Rihanna was still fucking him. He got over it. The world didn't. That's the part that be killing me. How the fuck she get over it and it happened to her?
She was putting her hands on him too, though. She admitted that.
They also said Cassie be putting her hands on him. You don't know what the fuck happened in that room before she left out.
Be for real. No, that's...
I'm just saying, though.
You saying let's be for real, but our folks are saying that about the Rihanna. Oh, he just beat her up, but then the facts came out, and now it's all
you.
Yeah, no,
I didn't know y'all then, so you don't know what I said. It was never that. But again, she was leaving. Whatever that she did to this grown man, this girl is 120 pounds, soaking wet. What could she have done to deserve somebody stomping her out in the hallway of a hotel?
Now, you're right.
Everybody putting emotions in it. I think every guy on here that said that it was wrong. I think it's Melanin phone. Melanin got that weak ass iPhone 12. Didn't start to put on. I'm just talking shit. But We've all said it was wrong. So nobody said that. We went from a whole topic of can he recover, then y'all want to talk about murdering somebody. Like, hey, none of this in my eyes been brought to a court of law. I ain't supposed to be innocent to proven guilty. But what now was saying, us as black folks like to crucify our own kind, but we're not actually knowing the facts. And my favorite word that I like to say is we all think off emotion instead of reading the true facts. He hit a girl, so everything he do or did is bad and fuck him and this and that without even knowing the facts. But when it do come out, like the Chris Brown shit, everybody was talking bad about him at first, but Rihanna egged the nigga on, and now it's a change of heart with certain people. I ain't pointing at you, Lynn. I'm just saying with certain people, so they was on one way, now it's a change of heart after the facts come out. So that's why I'm more on, let's wait till the facts come out, then we'll figure out if we're going to cancel the nigga or not. But so many folks talk about it.
He came off that money really kind of fast, so it must be some truth into what she said because she wrote it out.
He was trying to expose his lifestyle and the fact that he, the type of kinky shit that this nigga into. My whole thing is, if he gay, he gay. That's his life. If he fucking into watching niggas fucking girl, that's what he likes. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, she was trying to put his life on the front on the
sex traffic.
It's way more than that. And when it comes to, so let's just, hold on, wait, what's the date right now? It's May 20th. So when this blows up in his face,
and
all this shit comes out,
why does she take the money?
Get
the money back.
Why the motherfucker stay when they get beat on?
She was trying to get
what
she was
trying to get. If he's such a
nonsense,
she need to put it out there to save the world.
Why was she not trying to save the rest of the girl? Why was she not getting the money?
Why is she not trying to save everybody else if he's such a monster? If he just, if that's just what he's doing. Why is she not trying to save everybody else? She got her money and set the fuck up.
How do you know what's happening behind the scenes?
She wrote it out. She wrote it out. What else is there?
How do you know what's happening behind the scenes?
You don't. She can't
say
nothing else.
How do you know what's happening behind the scenes?
She's not allowed to say nothing else. She took the bread.
And now she's going to testify. So there's that part.
Did nobody else get the facts of the case but us?
It's a behind.
There's no charges because it was a civil case. In a civil case, is this matter, you have to write out. He pled guilty and he paid her, so there obviously is some truth to what she said. There was a transcript before this civil case came out that was the date, times, and facts of all the abuse, not just this one incident. This is all that we're seeing. It's more than one incident that has happened. Yeah, well, did anybody else not read the transcript of the case but me? That she went into detail of the facts of the case and the abuse time after time after time in chronological order? He's not going to go to jail because it's a civil case. Civil and criminal is two different types of cases.
So what is she going to testify against?
When they do press charges if somebody else comes forward or whatever the case may be and brings criminal, if the state decides to pick it up and chooses to press charges on him, criminal charges or whatever the case may be, she will be able to testify.
You want to know something crazy? What I had just learned the other day, they were talking about why R. Kelly actually went to jail and shit, right? They say, oh yeah, you know, he went to jail because, you know, he was fucking with young girls. They why he went to jail. You know what? You know what their definition of sex trafficking is? If you fly anybody out to have sex, that's sex trafficking. Motherfuckers hit Instagram models up all day long. Like, yo, I'm gonna fly you out and flying them out with their intention to fuck. That is immediately sex trafficking. That's why that nigga is sitting in jail right now. So for motherfuckers, it's way more than just that.
That's the only thing they get convicted for.
That's what he's convicted for.
However, the fact that public,
that's neither here nor there. We talk about what niggas going to jail for, right? We talk about facts, but
let's,
you be proven.
Let's be moral, for real. Does he not belong there?
He should have been locked up after that first case for Sparkle's niece. He should have been locked up for that. But
yeah,
because he's
yeah,
because
a lot
still making
a lot
the money,
people don't go to
because
jail
he's still making the money,
shit, they should have.
And because he was still making the money, and I blame my city too because they allowed the shit, and because the city was behind them, they're like, oh no, da da da, maybe he didn't know, and it was all this maybe, what about his type mess? That's why he didn't get out there. He should have been to jail years ago for the mess he did.
We're not
going
to
that's the case, right?
OJ went to jail for stealing.
If he should have been
Al Capone went to jail for tax evasion. A lot of people don't go to jail for the shit they were supposed to go to jail for.
All right, so we're going to change the subject now. So shout out to everybody that chimed in on the topic. Appreciate you on the topic. But, I mean,
hey, man, good folks. Talk, man. Hey, man, it go one way when it's positive, and then you don't want, it don't count.
Yeah,
but it's not, this section, it don't matter. But this, well, when I use it, it matters. Nah, man. Hey, man. Nah, man.
Hey,
go ahead,
at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck about Cassie. I don't give a fuck about Diddy. Them niggas ain't sending me no birthday cards. They ain't saying happy anniversary. So I appreciate y'all on my line.
But this
we
year,
we gonna
call
into
the show.
This year, you 50, and we're going to Vegas, and it's gonna be happy birthday dope with big card, big boy card.
It's big boy card. All right,
not
so
a big
boy. We're gonna talk about now. So.
Mail,
I'm
how you
there,
doing?
I'm
wait, though.
Oh, wait.
Mail in the building.
Mail,
who you fixing?
Mail still in the building?
Mail in the building. Mail.
Wait, mail hung up. Mail hung up. That's
okay.
Why you don't hear the static no more. You don't hear the static no more. Me and the homie was talking, right? And we was talking about fucking for love and fucking for sport, right? So, if you don't know the difference, right? If you're fucking for sport, that means you're just trying to get a nut. When you're fucking for love, you're trying to build a future, and you guys are bonding together. Now, there's very few women that I have fucked for love.
This shit about to go fucking love. Already, this shit about to go fucking love.
And so we were trying to figure out why. Right, we were trying to figure out why do men fuck for sport versus fuck for love, right? So, now, when I was younger, right, and I was nice though, right? I would buy flowers, I would write poems, I would have my heart on my sleeve, and I would tell my feelings. You know what would happen? These women didn't give a fuck, right? As soon as you become an asshole and you don't really give a shit, for some reason, it's better, right? I'm not saying that with all women, but a lot of times, what happens is with men get when they're younger, it's not until they get older that they have more value versus women. When they're younger, now, it's not me. I'm not saying this. This is what society is saying. When women are younger, they have more value. And then as they get older, if they never transition from I'm a beautiful, voluptuous woman to I am a woman of substance, they lose their value. Versus men, when we're younger, we have no value because we don't have no fucking money. We don't have no cachet. But as we get older and we have more money, more cachet, we become more appealing. So that is right. So also what I was told in my psychology class,
is that the more body that a man has, the more experienced he is, the better lover he is, versus a woman. Yes, as more body she gets, the more experience she also gets, but it's harder for her to bond with men because she's constantly thinking about the previous experiences, and that if that man is not able to provide her a better experience than the previous man, she could still be with him, but there's a good chance she's going to cheat. So what I want to talk about is Smooth the Dude.
Yes, sir.
Currently, in 2024, are you fucking for love or are you fucking for sport?
Huh? For the love of the sport.
For the love. All right. And Smooth, why do you fuck for the love of the sport, Smooth?
Because I haven't found somebody while sporting that I love.
Ooh. Shit.
I can't find that was a fucking bar.
That was
I can't find that was a fucking bar.
And what makes it so difficult in 2024, Smooth, to find a quality woman?
Man, you know, I'm gonna take the hot road, and I'm gonna blame me, bro. But I could be that way and blame women for the stuff that I see on social media. But guess what? I'm gonna blame me. Take the hot road. It's because I am an entrepreneur on the road, constantly trying to build my empire. And at this point, trying to get my 100%, that wouldn't be fair to the female species.
That was very deep and profound, Smooth. That was very deep and profound.
That was
very well articulated.
Really.
All right. We're gonna go to the Big Bad Boy Ambassador, Big Little Bro. Quest, where you at, my guy?
In
2024, is Quest fucking for sport or is Quest fucking for love?
In 2024, it's for love, but it used to be for sport.
And why does question fuck for love?
Say that one more time.
Why does question fuck for love?
Cause when you hit that particular spot, and you know a certain thing happened in their body, you know that's love right there. They love when that happens. So I just try to make sure you know, I do what I'm supposed to do so I can keep it, you know what I mean? So I can keep the water flowing. That's all.
That's a quest for fucking for love, because the endorphins that are released when you fuck for love are immaculate. Shout out to that.
You know what I mean?
We're going to go to Denaya. Denaya, in 2024... Is Denaya fucking for love or is he fucking for sport?
Oh my god! How do we this conversation?
Yeah, this you know this is no filter. You know we gonna come through left field with these. You know we gonna come through left field with these.
I would definitely say when I was younger, it was for sport, and that is wasn't even my fault because I was on meds that increased my sex drive. So. But now it's looking for love, so.
Aww, now you're fucking for love. Oh, that's so adorable. That's so cute. Yes, it is. It's so cute. Yes, it is. Lynn. Is Lynn fucking for sport or is Lynn fucking for love?
Man, it depends on the day. Shit.
Oh, good answer.
It depends on the fucking day. The wind might blow the right way. I might like it. The next day, I might not. Who knows?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
All right, we're gonna go to Fresh.
Fresh.
I don't even know really how to ask somebody who's been celibate, you know, for like Monet's entire life. But in 2024, are you fucking for a sport or are you fucking for love?
I ain't fucking at all.
Okay, are you celibate for sport or are you celibate for love?
Celibate for love.
And why are you holding out for love, Gregor?
I got tired of being the nigga they fucked and don't stay with. I got tired of being a side nigga.
Ooh.
And I found out that you can't use me if I'm not giving it up. So let's see how long I'm your side, how long you stick around being your side nigga if I'm not fucking you.
Chris, you know what? That touched my heart, Chris. That touched my heart. I just want y'all to know, I appreciate y'all for coming through the show today. Celebrate my 12-year anniversary with your boy. We're going to take a small music break. I want to celebrate the brothers that are on the show with me today. We had a wonderful time at Fresh Air in Little Rock. Shout out to Question for putting on a fabulous show with great artists, great ambiance. And then when we come back, Fresh is going on trial. Now, who the hell is playing Love in the Restless? All you're loving the Restless is Love in the Restless.
You know that those old people night music?
Yeah, to keep it calm and keep it peaceful around this camp.
As the world turns.
Keep it real serene around here.
Hey, man, shout out to Question, man. I hate to admit it, but this is a phenomenal song, especially when it was at Fresh Air 2. Shout out to my man Question, man.
Look, first kiss, pure bliss, no infatuation. I knew at that time I reached my destination. When I look into your eyes, it's all the conversation. It's all body language, I'm a linguistics major. Say I'm on me or more, I know there's more in store. Or come on, tally-voo, like baby, how you doing? They might think I'm foolish, but I know what I'm doing. It's me and you against the word, and baby, that's our movie. Ooh-wee, I grab that thing and be like, this me? Thank you, God, my missing chess piece. Yes, please hold me down and be my piece. Work of art, I'm Leonardo, you Mona Lisa. She's a beast and got with a beast, let's call it beast mode. Ride for the tribe, now she shotgun, that's G-code. Anything they need, the boy is on G-O. I'm going in for life, you with me, baby, now let's roll. You know,
I was blind,
yeah.
Now I
go. Baby shining, I'm dedicated, working overtime to remind you if you want to change the climate. These moments will define us. I'm trying to show you something you never seen that's enticing. Cause love don't need a license, conceal it and cherish it with your soul. All things fresh, that purity made it whole. I love so hard, you gave it all to your boy and came back healed, and now I'm good for your soul. Hope you know you rockin' with the best. Told me I can have your heart, and with my life I protect. Now you're part of the game. It's far from simple and plain. It's beauty than what we got. That's why I went through the pain. Know your ex is gon' hate. Showed you greater than great. Always watching my moves, ain't trying to make a mistake. I'm gladly carried away. I'm definitely eating the cake. Sorry you had to wait, but God don't make a mistake. You feel me, babe? Hey.
I was blinded, now I see. Things so clearly now, you're the one I need. Others left me, but not you, baby. And we're here now, we gon' run these streets.
Any city that I'm in, they checking for the fellow. Might be Raps Carmelo. I had to let you know I'm really him, bae. But I've been blocking shorties like the Kim Bae. And shorties probably mad because I chose bae. But bae is you, they don't know what we been through. Just know I love it here, and baby ain't a damn fool. You can have it all, you know how I do. But it's me, I'm so selfless indeed. I'm gon' make sure you get it, cause I'm a hustler indeed. Yeah, I'm on my cool J, cause I'm in 2D. You know we ain't used to it yet, Christina, that's me. I'm showing you flaws and all. God got us though, we gon' ball and all. I put that on my granny and all my dogs. You ride with me, love, that's all, that's all. That's all, that's all. It's only, I love you.
They got guns and flashing the hammers. From snotty nose to fly clothes, minding my manners. Grandparents a full house, but we wasn't the tanners. Never posed, kept my head down, hiding from cameras. Young Cannon that spoke well, impressive with grammar. OGs gave me respect, never cared about glamour. Now ladies are orange slice before I heard of a fanner. B-ball with milk crates, I was NBA jamming. Armpits smell like a deli whenever I got sweaty. Hands was always ready, whomever wanted to test me. Much love to my Aunt Kelly for never giving up on me. And for teaching me my friends will eventually be phony. With the ice and pizza slices, dice game turning the gun vice. Police asking where the low life is. Did pretty well for myself from that kid to the man that I am now. Life is what it is, word.
Back in the day when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. Way. We still cool
yo, yo, yo. Hey, I want to make an announcement on the 12-year anniversary show. I will be dropping a new single on my daughter's birthday, June 7th. Shout out to Monet. Dope 50 Cal, dropping September 28th. Shout out to my bros. Shout out to Question for inspiring me to make good music. Shout out to Crush for motivating me not to make bad music. And then shout out to my executive producer, Smooth Dude. Love you, bro.
Yeah, dope ass music. You already know what it is. Pimpin' is for pimpin', so forever I'ma be him. You focus on that neckin' while I'm focused on that checkin'. Go ahead, give me head combo with a side of bread. If she ain't about that glow up, ain't nothing to discuss. Man, they blow you up when they see you blowin' up. You gave her hella cash, now she sendin' me the Venmo. Money team Rodeo, sippin' purple while on Melrose. 30 for the 30, yeah, the price is goin' up. 50 in the chopper, another 100 in the drum. She walkin' in the fishing, the money never keeper. Pocket watch a real one, I'm a street sweeper. Break the pockets, not your heart, little mama, call me Big J. Niggas older now, cop the plumas, they in all gray. Baby hella sick, ay, what's your name? She sliding through the spot, her my girl, yeah they get down. Always about the money here, bitch, break that shit down.
Yeah, we get paid, big win, that's always. Township, that's all day. Pimp shit, that's hearsay. Big bro, I been him. Big bills, we keep them. Small bills, don't have them. How will you live it? New day, we get paid. Big wins, that's always. Township, that's all day. Pimp shit, that's hearsay. Big bro, I been him. Big bills, we keep them. Small bills, don't have them. How will you live it?
Keep that game tight on my life. We boss up, double all your wins, I'm a king, no losses. Switch up on these lanes, down the lane, we cross up. Curry on these niggas, shoot with range, we launch up. Real niggas in the building, better watch us. No progress being made in the game, now you washed up. Cassie knocking down their chicks, yeah you lost one. Now the fucking dime, did it cost us? Taking L's for the team, nigga not us. Big steppers in the room, you better wise up. Trophies at the table, pour that wine up. Fresh air's the meeting spot, watch us pull up. The yay is where I'm from, where I grew up. Red Audi dies, put that blue up. What you grinding for? How you living? What it do, my nigga? Man, I'm pimping.
New day, we get paid. Big win, that's always. Township, that's all day. Pimp shit, that's hearsay. Big bro, I been him. Big bills, we keep them. Small bills, don't have them. How will you live it? New day, we get paid. Big wins, that's always. Township, that's all day. Pimp shit, that's hearsay. Big bro, I been him. Big bills, we keep them. Small bills, don't have them. How will you live it?
Yeah, we back. 12-year anniversary show right here. No Filter Radio. Smoother Dudes in the building. We got Crush in the building. We got Quest in the building. We got Lynn in the building. And we got Denial, the Chicago Assassin, in the building. Shout out to everybody tuning online. Shout out to everybody tuning on the switchboard. Shout out to my nigga Blast. I see you, Blast. You know, I know you busy. I know you're busy, but if you want to go ahead and talk, go ahead and press that one, Blast. I ain't going to pull you on unless you say you press the one. So I ain't going to pull you on until you press the one. But, yeah, International Pippin dropping June 7th. Shout out to my daughter. That's her birthday. Gemini. Man, look, if Geminis are not for the weak. Just letting y'all know right now, Gemini. Jesus Christ. You need some holy water, a whole bunch of crosses, fucking garlic.
Shout out to my mom and my grandmother. I was raised by five women, Aquarius and two
two on Gemini.
Hey, Aquarius in the
field.
Look.
Wow.
I'm just letting you on. Virgos, Gemini.
Went out for the week.
And, ooh, Jesus. Them is the worst. But, hey, shout out to them anyway. So, Chris, I just want you to know we was going to put you on trial.
Shut up. Don't say nothing. Don't speak to me. Don't look at me.
We were going to put you on trial, Chris, but you got a stay of execution from the state. All the charges have been dropped. So, you are a free man, Chris.
Hey.
I like to thank the state for their generosity. Is it parole or probation? Well, because one
probation.
Of them, you make one infraction, you go back. Okay, yeah, so you're on probation. One more infraction, all previous charges will be reassigned, and the new charges, and they will run consecutively, not concurrently. So,
cool.
But you're a free man, though, Chris. Shout it. You might want to thank Judge. I forget. What's your name again, Judge? Where did Judge at?
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you,
Your Honor. You're a real one.
Oh, Big Willie Washington. Judge Big Willie Washington. Yes, sir.
Judge Willie Washington.
You good, fam?
Judge Willie Washington.
Yeah, Willie Watson? That's what we call it.
Thank you, Your Honor. You're a real one.
Yeah. Man, we got 50 minutes left in the show. So, you know, every anniversary show, right? We talk about the things that we love about No Filter, right? Because, you know, what I love about No Filter is people come on the show and they can speak their absolute truth, right? No matter how sick and depraved it is, you can speak your truth. If you like to pee in the shower, we are not going to touch you.
Whoa. We go here.
Shout out Queen T. I ain't saying no name. Shout out Queen T.
Wow.
You know,
this has been a lot of shit on this show.
Yeah, if you want to swallow versus spit, we don't judge you. We don't judge you here on the No Filter Show.
If you want to run red lights, we don't judge you.
I'm definitely judging everybody that runs red lights. I'm definitely judging.
Oh my God.
I'm definitely judging. I'm not even going to judge you if you run out of toilet paper and you only have the option of a sock or a towel, mm-hmm. if you choose a sock.
Dog, I'm like, man, what the fuck is that black?
We do judge you if you steal somebody's complete personality. We do judge.
Yeah,
oh, we definitely judge.
Yeah.
Oh, we definitely judge you for that. No, you get on under the bus for that one, actually.
Yeah, we definitely. Yeah, we don't
and
see
black
we don't
balls,
see that person,
you know,
anymore.
That part.
Yeah. You don't see that person.
And of all people,
of all the more,
I can feel you stealing my personality, smooth personality. Questions, but dope.
That hater.
Yeah.
That was funny. They attempted to.
Yeah. If you wanna buy your kids animals, and that would constantly get killed as a parent, we will judge you. And you will go to
Yeah.
We will judge you.
Wait, hold on. What?
Right. Where are we going?
What is that? Hold on. What is that? What is that court case?
Oh. Yeah, that was a court case. Shout out to Carter Blue. Rest in peace.
We miss you.
Carter Blue.
Love
Carter
you.
Blue continued to buy her kids pets even though they were killing them. So she had to go on trial.
Ted Bundy? Like Junior? What?
No. So she was buying her.
All I know is she bought. We got a hamster. We got a rabbit. We got a turtle. And all them motherfuckers died. The fish was the last straw for me. I'm like, how do you kill a fish within 24 hours?
Oh my god.
Hold on, it was only 24 hours. I thought it was a week.
Was it? No.
No. That fish died in 24 hours.
Oh, goodness.
Because, you know, we were coming back to back on the show again. We were doing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Right. You know
what?
We were.
Friday.
We were.
Slap that Saturday.
We had shows like every day.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that fish only lasted a day. You're right.
I forgot about that completely.
Yeah.
And the hamster? Please.
Yeah, man.
I'm gonna call him Peter right now.
And we had, and shout out to Smoothie Dudes. We had a telethon for Smoothie Dudes to bring him back to the show. We had a telethon for Smoothie Dudes to bring him back to the blog talk.
Yeah.
We had a telethon. And I also had a telethon for myself.
Dope throat.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah, the dope throat.
Yes,
cash out Smoothie Dude. I remember that. We got a couple bucks for it.
Niggas is donating, man. Shout out to that. Man, look, we had the verses. Shout out to the verses. We had a verses on Blog Talk. Shout out to verses being on Blog Talk.
Hey, rest in peace, Gangsta Boo. We had Gangsta Boo on this motherfucker too, though. We had a lot of people on No Filter. We had Gangsta Boo. We had Mr. Fab. I forgot who it was. Kia Shine we put on No Filter, too. It was somebody.
Oh, we
that
did
you
have. Oh, yeah, the crispy nigga. I'm crispy.
Yeah.
I'm crispy.
It wasn't No Filter, but it was on the Monday when we had Pinky. So I guess that's kind of count when we had Pinky.
Yeah. And we had a nice
everybody
one.
Had it.
We had porn stars. We had like three porn stars in a row, Smooth. We had a nice little run, boys.
Everybody had a telethon but me.
And look, though, we had Johnny Blaze, and that was on my show. But that wasn't on
Sierra.
Yeah, but that wasn't on No Filter. I'm tripping.
But yeah, because we had Stockton right? And some. They jumped because they was on your show. And I was like, Smooth, send them over to No Filter. And whenever you send somebody to No Filter, it's
rare because Dope don't do interviews. So when he does an interview, it's like I think I remember maybe five or six he's actually done. He really don't
do interviews. And they were really me. I remember you had me interviewing him for you, like, but you were there.
He was in the building.
He was
present.
He was present, but he actually don't do interviews. Trust and believe that.
Yeah, for sure. I'm definitely with the shenanigans, though.
Oh, you definitely with the shit. You just don't do interviews.
Blash used to be like, this nigga Dope is disrespectful in his interviews. Yeah. I know all the normal questions.
That's why he couldn't do interviews because they wouldn't come back. Because he's just not. That's just not his forte.
I'm trying to unmute Blaz, but he ain't talking, though.
What happened?
Okay, there you go.
And Blaz in the building.
Blaz.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Dope. Good. Happy
12,
man. Happy
17, 16,
17, something like that.
Hey, man. A long time, man. Shout out to Blast, man. That nigga Blast was like, all right, Dope, you know what? I'm out of here. You're on your own.
I'm dumb as a lot of
shit. That nigga ain't never stopped, though. That's the thing.
That's the dope part about it is that because of the network that we've built, and this is why I talk about all the time, it is so important to build a network. Because of the network that we built, when he left Blash of Thoughts, he was able to come over to Grindhard because he has been so supportive of what Grindhard Radio was doing. And so that allowed that showed us we still have a home and allow more people to come into the fold. And that's what's important. That's what's up. If you guys like, that's what's up all the time. If you want to, if y'all want to get in the radio in real life, call into a Blog Talk show. See how they treat you, because everyone doesn't let you stay on the whole time.
Man, hey, shout out to Blast for recognizing my radio talent. Blast was also responsible for my first mixtape. So for anybody that didn't like my music in the beginning, Blast is responsible for.
Nigga, nobody like your music. So he's talking to nobody.
Yeah, he's talking to nobody.
Yeah. Come on, Denial.
Yeah,
you know
zero listeners right
he
now.
He was still here's the thing though, like real talk, like he was still learning. He was going from being a producer to being an artist, and so he was still learning. And what Dope did, and what most people understand, Dope was consistent. And that's why he is where he is now, because he was consistent. Because before he even did his show, he was on Pyro's show promoting his music.
Every Friday you put that trash can out and they come dump it every Friday. They consistent with that, right? Every Friday.
You a mess.
I'm just saying.
You a mess. Don't do that.
Shout out to Blast.
I want to salute Dope. Dope was the intro music for the whole first season of Blast Hills. Oh my God! My boy came a long way. He listened. He took criticism. There's very few people that actually listen and don't take it as hate, don't take it as nothing. Dope used to rap like Twista when they first started. And then he had to goddamn slow that shit down. He slowed it down. And he did that shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
He was already great.
Right.
He didn't fuck with his beats. But he used to rap like Twista like a motherfucker.
But like I said, it's hard to transition from producer to artist, and you know, and like you're saying, Dope took the criticism, and he just got better and better, and now he's an internationally distributed artist. So like, I think that's what you need to understand. Like, but again, that goes back to the fact that he's been so supportive of independent artists, whether it be on this station or on social media, actually combining the two. That's why he's Mr. Googleable, because you literally can Google his name and you'll find him everywhere because of the work that he's put in. Period.
All right, man. I've been shouting to Blast, because Blast, Smoother Dude, let's see, what's the other one? Next to Blow. I can't remember what Kano's show was, but
GME? Was it GME?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. Hold on.
Damn. I lost that money. But the purpose of them was this, to do indie music, right? To introduce good music, indie music. And that is one of the big things that I still hold today. Is where people could come and you can listen to at least a good half an hour of indie music that you can find, you can share, and we want to celebrate that. Man, so shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to Blast for giving me and Cuzzo the platform. If y'all missed the first year of No Filter Radio Show, Blast, your thoughts.
Thank man, look, he was trying, y'all. He was trying, I promise you. He was working on it.
Look, Blast would not come onto the show until the last 15 minutes.
Literally,
literally, just to make sure he still had a show.
Oh, it was HME. HME Radio.
Yeah, HME Radio.
Okay, HME Radio. Yeah. That's how we met. That was through HME Radio. Because it was, oh my God, so it was me, you, Quincy, shout out to Diva Ebony B. Hella, she was back then as well. So we used to come through. And then, you know, I remember when Dope said he was going to do a show. We're like, really? Are you sure? He's like, yeah, I'm going to try it. We're like, all right, cool. And so we tuned into the first show. Oh, Lord.
And Denia did not come back.
I was so traumatized for like a month.
And Denia was like, and then I had to start doing nice shows. At least once a month, I would do a nice show.
The problem was we couldn't tell people about your show because we didn't know what the hit. We couldn't tell them to call in because we didn't know what you were going to say.
Yeah, I was trying to
say that. I'm like, Lord, please don't. Oh, no, no. What did you say? Oh, God, no, not today. Yeah, but Dope has definitely come a long way, and that's for sure.
But then Blast got, you know, when Jeffrey Rouser, when the Rev Doc show came, all of a sudden Blast was all for the shenanigans then. Blast was all for the shenanigans.
Hey.
Wait, what happened?
Hey. I had a quick comeback, and that show was crazy. That show was it was like a local show, and everybody from the locals was cussing each other out. It was horrible.
Oh, wow.
I was shaming myself.
Oh yeah. The debauchery was elite. The debauchery, I was there for it.
Put me on mute, nope.
Oh. Hey, Smooth is on the switchboard. I'm over here eating Chinese food. Delicious Chinese food. Shout out to Chinese food.
Nice.
But
Chinese food is fine.
Go ahead.
Yo, stay down,
you know,
please, and give
me
a shout-out, Dope Blast. Stay down. I got you, Dope.
Yeah. It's 10 o'clock Central Standard Time. For the people that are on the Pacific Standard Time, I'm starting to give a little less fuck about you guys because, now that I'm in Central Time, I don't know. I don't fuck with you, California. But now... but we're going to go ahead and give her a shout out. We're going to start with Lynn. Go ahead, Lynn, give your shout out.
Shout out to you guys and a good show we had tonight. Everybody give yourself a hand clap. Happy 12th anniversary. It's been fun rocking with you guys so far, so good. You guys, if you don't already, follow me on TikTok, follow my Instagram, and follow my Twitter, and follow me on Facebook as well. You guys have a good night.
Hey, that was all professional and shit. Denia, go ahead and give yourself out.
Absolutely. Shout out to the entire squad over here at No Filter, and happy 12-year anniversary once again. Make sure you follow me all over social media at Denia Azure, DanayaAzure, and go ahead and go to the website, www.deniaazure.com. That's www.deniaazure.com. Tune in to Next Legacy every Thursday from 12 a.m. PST to 12 a.m. PST on Friday. See here, Denia Azure Radio.
Denia sound like that infomercial that come on at about 2 o'clock.
Okay!
Nah, forgive, girl.
I swear to God. You know what?
What we're not doing.
12 motherfucking years.
We done did a lot of things. We done made great jokes, made people laugh, made people cry, made people quit, made people just say, fuck the world. Made people say, fuck us.
Like your boy, just be yourself. If people don't like you for being yourself, fuck them.
Fuck them. Exactly. Y'all know y'all can find me everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, TikTok, everything. Chris the Catalyst, CrushTheCatalyst. Y'all know what it is. Cold World all day, Shadow We all day, Elite Enterprises, we in this bitch. Dang. Oh, and my favorite memory is that I met all y'all here. That's my favorite memory.
Hey, where you at, Quest?
First of all, I'd like to give honor to myself for being the realest nigga. Thank God for making me one of the realest. Shout out to Fresh Air, because without Fresh Air, niggas wouldn't really understand how elite I really am, how top tier I really am, how much work I really got in these streets. Just, you know, shout out to myself for being walking motivation. Just shout out to me. In these last past 12 years, I've made niggas better. So thank me for messing niggas the creme de la creme. And I will continue to be as excellent as I've always been. However, I'm bringing niggas along with me, SRTs and Scat Packs, which is, is those in the 50s. But, again, it's question.com, freshcharisma.com. Fresh Air was a smash, sold out venue. Appreciate everybody that came through. I am alumni now, by the way, 3 degrees shawty, in this only.
He definitely got degrees. He has. I definitely saw him. I saw him. Hey, Blast. You ready to give your shout out, Blast?
I'm muted, though. Blast your thoughts. It's all good, bro. We're gonna just
it's
go to me, bro.
We're gonna do like Blast always say. We love you. God bless and good night.
Yes, sir.
Smooth, give you shouts out.
Already, fam. 12 years, long time, my boy. And for anything, bro. Congratulations to you and your accomplishments. Putting up with me, getting me off. And back on the show with you. It's been a blessing, man. I appreciate everything you done did for your boy. We working, y'all watching, man. I'm proud of you, bro. Let's do 12 more. You're going to be about 70-something, but hey, fuck it. Let's do 12 more.
Yeah.
Nah, bro, I love you, bro. Keep it up, bro. And the month I was over with, so I got to keep it, you know what I'm saying, on the up. You know the deal we made.
Yeah.
I love you, bro. Congratulations, bro. Real talk.
Hey, man. Shout out to my nigga, Smoothie Dude. Go get that Upper Echelon, or go stream the Upper Echelon featuring Razor and Smoothie Dude. You know what I mean? I get Smoothie Dude on wax. That's what I do. Hey, man, I just want to say thank you to everybody. You guys are the reason why I am who I am.
Don't blame us for that.
You guys have enabled me this whole time. I'm just saying
that was Denaya. That's Denaya's fault.
How is Denaya going to get blamed for anything? This is bullshit. I ain't even hear like that no more.
You know what you did.
Yeah, you know.
Whatever.
You did. See, once I started with the taglines, it was over. It was over. shout out to Cuzzo. Man, I love you, bro. We miss you. If you ever decide to stop driving trucks, you're always welcome here back on No Filter Radio. If you stop, you know, wanting to be a married man, raising your kids, and be responsible, come back to No Filter Radio.
Okay.
shout out to Monet. She got an award assembly tomorrow. She's getting some awards because she's my kid. which makes her elite. Yeah. Awesome. Top science mind in junior high for the girls. Shout out to that.
Shout out to Monet.
Shout out to Monet.
Shout out to Monet.
And she's a 1A. She's a 1A flute player. Shout out to my daughter, 1A flute. I'm just saying, man, my DNA is elite. I pass on all the – my son, he's a great rapper. My daughter, she's
I'm still trying to figure out where they got their musical abilities from.
I'm just saying, man. I got some great A DNA over here.
Can they pass talent up?
Hey, man. Shout out to everybody. Love you. Hey, shout out to my pops, man. Shout out to my pops. I love you, Pop. Man, I'm out of here, man. I'm going to finish eating this Chinese food.